Zohar Kol Yisrael, Parshas Naso, Day 1, next up from 121a. Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Naso is Rosh Mene Gershon, lift up, take into account, and give us the census of the children of Gershon. Also, Rabbi Abba Posach, to explain this, Rabbi Abba opened up the discourse. Says a verse, Asher Adam lo yachshov Hashem lo avon. Happy is the person Hashem does not count from sin. Vain brucho miriyah. There's no trickery in his spirit. Until in 32:2. High call. This verse is problematic. Lav reishay seifei. Lav seifei reishay. The beginning is not the end. The end is not the beginning, which means it doesn't jive. It seems to be self-contradictory. Reisli stakle bay. We should gaze into it. I'm trying to figure out what in the world is coming to tell us. But more, behold, it was explained to Achazi, come and see a new revelation. The shaita did slow to the mincha at the time of the mincha, the afternoon prayer. Din shayi ba'amah, judgment rests in the world. Yitzchak tikkun slow to the mincha, and Yitzchak enacted the prayer of mincha, ugvura ilo shalta ba'amah, and high, which means intense degree of gvura, of strength of judgment, reigns in the world. Ad yasi ba'ol laila, until it comes and enters the night. Begin the kabla lay in order to receive it. Mazamna Zimna the Shari Tlosa the Mincha, from the time when it begins, the afternoon prayer, is far smaller the Kabbalah, the left side is separated to receive, Issa Layla, the light is awakened. So what the Zohar basically saying, though, as soon as midday is reached, the sun has peaked, so the sun is beginning to go down more and more. And what's happening is that it's actually going towards night. So the power of the revelation of Chesed is diminishing gradually. The powers of judgment are beginning to build up until night is set in fully, and Mincha is like the transition period into that. So it's like when Mincha comes, it's a separation of the left side. It's beginning to come into fruition fully at night. That's why Mincha is the prayer of Yitzchak, who's from the left side. Blessed is there after it's awakened, calling in the Turi Pischin, all of those that God, the doors, the Levar on the outside, Kulum is Aron Ba'alma. They all awaken the world, is Pashtu. And they spread out, which means the whole Sitrach is like let out of its cage and can spread out, so they have some type of power at night. That's why the Gemara says a person should go down alone, in a place alone, outside of civilization at night, things like that. Kol B'nei Alma, and all the people in the world, Tamim, Tamim de Musa, taste the taste of death. O Itmar, behold, it was said, the Palgus Leli Yamamish, exactly at midnight, Issa Smola Kimilakadmin. Left side is awakened as at first. Varda Kadisha Salka Rechen, the holy rose, gives off sweet aromas, referring to the Shechina, and the aromas, the sweet smells coming from the surrounding lights come to it. Vimishabecha Sawimis Kala, she praises and lifts up her voice in song. Then Salka Visharya Risha Laila Vismala, and then ascends and rests the head above the left side, which means the head of the Malchus is connected with receiving from the Gvuros of Kedusha. The left side is smaller than the Kabbalah, and the left side receives it. Kedin Kruza Kari Ba'alma, then a proclamation sounds off in the world. Yo Eden Hu is Ora, behold, it's the time to awaken. The Shabchalei the Malchus, to praise the King. For the time the David Melch used to get up at midnight and praise Hashem, sing praise to Hashem, and everyone. Good thing, very high thing to do. Kedem dushbachtem misaren, and then praises are awakened with basmusa dekula ishtachach, and the scenting and the sweetening of everything is found, all the judgments. Zakal chulke manda usar, meritworthy is the portion of one who gets up, the zavga zivu gadah, to unite this unification, to be connected with the Shechina specifically, to praise and thank Hashem at midnight. Kadasi tzafra, when the morning comes, vimina isar, and the right side is awakened, and Mechabkalah embraces her. So the power of the right side of Chesed embraces the Shechina, Malchus of Atzilus. Gedim zivuga dekula ishtachach kechada. Then the unification of all is found as one, left side and the right side, and the perfect unification, and the beauty of the morning breaks forth, and the heart of the sunrise. Tochazi, come and see a new revelation. B'shaita d'bnei nosha d'michin, at the time when people sleep, Matam and Tamad Musa, and they taste the taste of death. Mishmasa Salka La'ila, and the soul ascends above. Kaima Basa the Kaima stands in place of endurance. Vispechina Salavdo, and it's tested for its deeds. Dav this Kol Yoma did the whole day. The custom Lual Piska, and they write them on a slip. My time was the reason, begin Nishmasa Salka Le'ela, because the soul ascends above Asida Sal of Doida Banosh and testifies about the deeds of a person. So they create a file for the person so that he can't deny. I'll call Milo Milo Nafik Bifumein upon every single word that came out of his mouth. And with that word that the person brought out of his mouth, it is as fitting, something good. Mili Kadisha, holy word, the Raisa, it's Slosa of learning and prayer. Hai Mila Salko Bokariki, and that word ascends and smashes heavens. The Kaima Basa, the Kaima, stands in place of endurance. Something eternal. And grants the soul eternal connection to Hashem. Ad ol leoya, until the night enters. V'nishmas v'salka, and the soul ascends. V'ochad l'hai mila, and unites with that word. V'ol lo kami malka, brings it before the king. V'kad hai mila lavi hi karakoyos. When that word is not as is as fitting. V'imila mimilin bishin, as a word from bad words. V'nishna bisha, from the bad tongue, which means slander. Hai mila salka la'asa to salka, that word goes up to the place where it goes up, which means not a good place. Ukidinis Roshim Haimila, and that word is in, and then that word is inscribed. Al Chova Aleda Menashim is like an obligation, I mean like a sin for that upon that person. Has to pay off and repent and fix. Haruksiv, that's what's written. Mishuchevas Chalkecha, what dwells in your bosom. Shmor Pischei Picha, guard the openings of your mouth. Which means, because of what you, your soul that is in your bosom, guard what you say so it shouldn't defect and cause problems for your soul. Begin koch, because of this, Ashrei Adam lo yachshov Hashem lo avon. Happy is the person that is, Hashem does not count for him sin. A Mosai, when is that? Kishein Berucham Rimiya. When there is no trickery in his spirit. When he doesn't say bad words, and he's careful to say only good things for the honor of Hashem, so then his soul is inscribed good above, and makes a connection for him for eternity.